Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. In what remains a really tight labor market in the U.S., it's important to understand what job seekers really want and what they're willing to make trade-offs for as they think about their next opportunity. Late last year, PwC released findings of a survey that they titled The Future of Recruiting, where they were surveyed about 10,000 respondents in the U.S., about what they think about and what they value when it comes to taking or remaining in a job. And while salary and benefits almost always come first, especially for job seekers, the PwC results showed that three other key aspects of workplace culture remain very desirable among candidates, so much so that they're willing to trade part of the potential salary increase they may get from taking a new job to have access to these opportunities. And I'll talk about the three main things PwC found that job seekers are willing to sacrifice at least some hard compensation in order to have access for in a new opportunity. First, and this is a topic we've talked about a lot on the HR Happy Hour show and Alexa already this year, is upskilling or reskilling. According to the PwC data, more than a third, about 37% of candidates said they'd be willing to take a pay cut for a chance to learn new skills. And that same percentage, 37%, said they see upskilling or reskilling opportunities as the most important factor in deciding on a new job after, of course, as always, salary and benefits. Next, flexibility. Slightly over half, 51%, would forego a higher salary for more personal flexibility. That's especially higher among women at 53%, and some of the older people that were in the survey at about 56%. Third is inclusion. 62% of job seekers in the survey said they're more likely to apply for a job where a company is openly committed to improving diversity and inclusion in their workforce. And that number jumps to 68% among knowledge workers and as high as 72% among C-suite candidates. According to PwC, a candidate's willingness to accept a lower salary for one of these benefits that I mentioned, upskilling or reskilling, personal flexibility, or a company committed to diversity and inclusion, these suggest that they don't see these things as just nice-to-haves. They're actually differentiators. There are factors that can separate one job offer or one company from another. And in a very competitive job market, it's not enough for a company to simply offer them. Recruiters and hiring managers must be able to quantify and communicate them as part of the unique employee value proposition. You really got to sell these to candidates. But more importantly, in order to sell them, you need to understand the true value that candidates have in these opportunities and showcase them as part of your offer package. There's plenty more interesting findings from the PwC survey. I probably will do at least one more HR Happy Hour show on Alexa highlighting additional findings from the survey, and of course I'll link to the show notes. But the bottom line is this: in order to make your job offers the most compelling that you can, it's important to understand the things that candidates value the most, beyond salary and benefits. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.